Israel launched airstrikes today on a densely populated area in central Beirut. Lebanon said multiple missiles hit Zakak el-Blat neighborhood near UN headquarters, parliament, and several embassies. Al Jazeera said one missile struck only about half a mile away from the Lebanese prime minister's office. Health officials said at least five people were killed in the strikes, though that number is expected to go up. The number wounded has risen to 31, and some people are still missing. Israel gave no warning for the attack, and officials are uncertain what the target was. The area has become even more densely populated in recent weeks, with Lebanese people fleeing the war-torn southern region. Another strike on a different neighborhood in Beirut killed Hezbollah spokesperson Mohammed Afif and injured three others. Analysts said this demonstrates the Israeli policy to go after not only the military wing of Hezbollah, but also officials within the administrative side, trying to diminish the party's economic, social, and political fronts. Mohammed Afif was the top media relations officer for Hezbollah. He has appeared in many recent press conferences standing among rubble in Lebanon, and his most recent comments from just last week were that Israel has been unable to occupy any territory in Lebanon and that Hezbollah has enough supplies to fight a long war if they need to. Also today, Hezbollah killed at least two people and injured numerous others in a missile barrage on Tel Aviv. The Israeli military confirmed significant damage and power outages in parts of the Tel Aviv area. And the Israeli military admitted to 66 casualties in the past 24 hours from clashes with resistance groups in both Lebanon and Gaza. And Netanyahu has said that even if a ceasefire deal is reached in Lebanon, he will continue to wage war on Hezbollah.